This technology update is brought to you by Lawrence Technological University, committed to preparing you for leadership through theory and practice. Call 1-800-CALL-LTU.
The Make Lab, inside the College of Architecture and Design at Lawrence Technological University, gives students the experience of using computers to design and fabricate full-scale interior designs. Assistant Professor Jim Stevens created the Make Lab to
assist architecture students in learning, understanding, but then also making architecture. So we take it from the digital realm all the way into the physical realm. So what they design in their computers, they're actually able to make either at scale or at full scale.
Digital fabrication has become increasingly important in architecture.
We've done gift shops in Detroit. We've done walls here on campus. We just completed a fairly complex ceiling system in the Taubman Center.
The Technology Update, brought to you by Lawrence Technological University. This technology update is brought to you by Lawrence Technological University, committed to preparing you for leadership through theory and practice. Call 1-800-CALL-LTU.
The College of Architecture and Design at Lawrence Technological University has a unique facility called the Make Lab, which allows students to take an idea from the drawing board and fabricate a model or a full-scale object. Assistant Professor Jim Stevens.
It's a litmus test immediately, so the students get a quick information feedback from what they've designed, if it works or not.
Professor Stevens says building something from start to finish is critically important for students.
What we have done is really blended the making with the digital. So we're using their technical skills and their affinity for computers to extend their ability to make things. So it's very, very important.
And it allows the theory of architecture to be put into practice.
The hands-on experience is what brings students to LTU.
The Technology Update, brought to you by Lawrence Technological University. This technology update is brought to you by Lawrence Technological University, committed to preparing you for leadership through theory and practice. Call 1-800-CALL-LTU.
Jim Stevens, Assistant Professor of Architecture at Lawrence Technological University, created the Make Lab, a digital fabrication facility that enables students to build a three-dimensional model or object, and this experience is in demand in the profession.
Many firms, even large firms, are demanding that students have this understanding of how what they have designed in the computer can be made directly through fabrication process. A great example is one of LTU's alumni building the tallest building in Shanghai. Most of that building is being digitally fabricated off-site and assembled. Because of the non-angular nature of it, it's a very organic building, has lots of curves, and it's just very difficult to make on-site. So it's a growing area of architecture right now.
The Technology Update, brought to you by Lawrence Technological University. This technology update is brought to you by Lawrence Technological University, committed to preparing you for leadership through theory and practice. Call 1-800-CALL-LTU.
Natalie Haddad is going for her master's degree in architecture at Lawrence Technological University.
I didn't have as much hands-on in the beginning of my undergrad, but in the end of my undergrad and my master's completely, it's been hands-on, and it's definitely changed my entire view on architecture, and I think I'm way better for it.
Natalie explains how LTU's adherence to theory and practice has made her a better student.
Rather than just drawing something, I can take it through the entire process and make it.
And a better architect.
I've worked through projects, so I've had to deal with the clients. I've worked within a budget and I've designed for them, as well as implementing the project in the field, so I've seen the entire span. I think that it's given me more experience than I would have had if I had taken an internship.
The Technology Update, brought to you by Lawrence Technological University.